Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They thought it was the perfect crime until the body was found. You're listening to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
You know, she was benefiting extremely from the wealth of her son and everything that she did. So that certainly plays into it as well. It's like, it makes you wonder, you know, at what point did she stop being mom? And did she just start being a beneficiary of her son's wealth and everything he did and just become a yes person, whatever, because that just keeps the money flowing in.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have a lot of respect for her. Not that there would be any reason I would, but certainly for her speaking out in the way that she is and in denial like this. It just feels to me like this is where he developed this, you know, very awful narcissistic tendency that he has. Yeah. She continues to feed it.
And I think probably one of the last to continue feeding it, quite honestly. What I find interesting is we haven't seen a letter from anyone else. We haven't seen even a tweet of support from any celebrity out there. Normally, you see something from somebody. It was like, oh, I forgot. Charles in Charge used to be a person, and he's trying to make a statement on something. Let's take him seriously. But we've seen nothing. All we've seen is literally support from mom through Diddy's attorneys. Mm-hmm. That's it. I mean, that's like your mom is the only one standing up for you at this point. Mm-hmm. And it's 3 years. I also question how much of it's even her own words. If it's not just, we're going to release a statement through and say it's from your mom and your mom's going to agree because she probably still wants to enjoy the coffers here while they're still in existence. So who knows? I mean, who knows exactly how accurate it is? But I would think in something like this, maybe being less vocal would be better because I feel like the more she says, the more she's going to open herself up to be brought to the stand in this case. There is no law saying that you have rights to not testify against your own child. There's spousal laws and rules for that. Mm-hmm. Nothing like this. So I'm wondering, especially that it's coming through his attorneys, who's thinking this is a good idea?
Right. Yeah, it's probably also his idea.
True. You know?
Let's get mom. Mom's always on my side here.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just awful. And it seems to me, again, it's another case just like we had with Harvey Weinstein, where things that, you know, so many people knew about and so many people in the entertainment business knew about, but it just was everybody was keeping their mouth shut about it. And it's now that the covers are pulled back, everybody sees what's going on and nobody wants to speak up for him.
Do you think at some point someone like this will ever be able to see the reality of what their son is? Or is it just, you know, even if he is convicted, even if he is going to jail for the rest of his life, and the evidence right now, it's allegations. If we really get it in front of us in court, which I'm sure we will, here's the facts. This is indisputable. Is this something that someone like that would ever accept? Or is it just, you know, she's going to go down at some point to her deathbed and just be unable or incapable of being able to see her son for who he is?
Yeah, I think the latter. I think if she were grounded in reality, she would have seen it a long time ago that there was something terribly wrong with this picture here with her son. And if she doesn't get it now, it's likely going to always be flipped into the victim script that he was set up or people were out to get him or people were jealous of him or whatever. And that'll probably be the story forever.
Does make you wonder, and it does beg the question, what did she know and when did she know it, if anything? We don't know that she did. I'm not saying she did. But, you know, I believe they had, from what I understand, a fairly tight relationship. And to, I guess, be completely clueless to this, I don't know. I mean, I know there's a lot of things, you know, you keep from your parents, you know. So I get maybe she was clueless. I don't know. But
she never asked, what's that room with all the baby oil in there for?
What's going on after midnight?
Wouldn't you wonder? Yeah.
I mean, although, you know, if I don't know. I'm trying to put myself there in those shoes. It's hard to even think of it. But it's like if your kid's having this party and like, oh, it gets kind of dirty after I'm going home. I don't want to know about it. I don't know that I would have asked more questions, quite honestly, as a parent, because I don't want to know. I don't think I would have assumed anything illegal was going on. I think I would have just maybe assumed you guys get into some shit that I want nothing to do with and you're my kids, so don't tell me about it. You know, not illegal, but just, you know, I don't know, kinky shit or something. But
I spoke at my son's wedding, and it was my eldest son, and I made a point to look at his wife and say, if he ever does anything unkind to you, you come get me. And of course, he's a wonderful guy,
but
everybody knows. It's like mom is always going to be your mom, and you're always going to do the right thing. And that's the way I raised them. So,
and that's why they're good people.
They are good people. Yes. They're wonderful people. Yes.
Exactly. That's why you're not having to deal with anything like
that. No, there are no weird bottles of baby oil around. I would stake my life on that. Nothing weird. Nobody's being drugged. No weird stuff happening.
That's how you know you were a good parent. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.